A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses, and jet-lagged antipodeans.
Good night, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good night, is all. I've got fleshes.
If you react, look deadly.
Good night, is all. I've got fleshes.
If you react, look deadly.
What a song! I think that's a great song.
I've got fleshes.
Bit of bootleg Lennon in the background as well. I think that's a great song. That's The Cleaners from Venus, but it turns out it's a guy called Martin Newell, and playing guitar on that is Captain Sensible, and Martin Newell did an album that was produced by Andy Partridge of XTC. More? I ain't got any more. But we have got Billy Joel! This is what popped up next on the thing. 0344 499 1000, the late night alternative. I'm on every weeknight from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. It's called the late night alternative because it's an alternative to everything else that is on every radio station right now. It'll be Brexit. It will be, should Corbyn be a stand, what do you call it, caretaker prime minister? It'll just be the same old rubbish. And listen, if you want to phone up and talk about those things, you're very welcome to. I'm going to do that. I just gave a secret message to my posse, a very secret message, and they're laughing. It's just, hang on a minute. There we go. Just closing the blinds. Don't do private jokes on the air. Don't do private jokes on the air. Do popular jokes. Hello, Clive.
Right. Well, everyone else is just a lot of formulaic crap, ain't it, really? The other phonings, it's just, you know, this is the issue of the day, phoning and being great. Don't want to listen to that.
I'm listening
to people phoning and talk about, you know.
But you're quite angry about that. You need to let that anger go.
Do I?
Yeah, let it go.
Oh, it's... There we go, it's gone.
God, there you go. Right. Nice and straightforward. Beautiful.
Sorted.
I love it.
Thank you. How much do I owe you for that?
Did you know what? That's a free one. I'm giving it
Thank
away
you,
free.
Bro. Lovely.
My pleasure, right. Brother. What you got?
I found it about... I was on YouTube the other day, you know, in a wormhole, rabbit hole, whatever you call it, of YouTube videos, and I saw a three-part documentary, Nightcaller, about Clive Ball's Phone Through the Night show from, I think, the 80s.
It's about 85, 86, I think. It's great, isn't it?
I loved it, especially because it showed you like how some of the callers are a bit weird, and it shows you what's going on behind the scenes.
My favourite bit is when someone drops off a load of fruit, and he then holds it and goes, okay, call me now. What fruit am I holding? And Clive Ball is one of the greatest broadcasters in this country. I think he's great. And people go, oh, he's really boring. No. He's amazing because he can turn his hand to anything. Here we go. Here we go.
The lines are open now till 6 a.m. for you to call in when you feel the urge on 071-973-9733. Weekend through the night.
Vicky in Swiss Cottage. Hello, Vicky.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
I wanted to talk about people's attitude towards homeless people.
Yeah.
It was last July, day before my 17th birthday, I was kicked out of home, and I came straight up to London and was sort of living on the street for about 6 weeks.
It's some programme, man. Go and find it. Yeah, it's three parts, and it's only had 4,000 views, and it's such a good... It's wonderful. How did you find it? Did you stumble across it?
It just came up in recommended videos on YouTube, which is a lot about the kind of stuff I watch. But but there you go. But I recommend it to anyone who likes phoning radio, especially the stuff where it's just, you know, people phoning in and just talking about whatever, and it's not so...
And that's the thing, and that's a really hard thing to sell to, like, a boss of a radio station. So what do you talk about? Nothing. Okay, so do you do the news? Not really. Okay, and...
It's just natural, I mean, it's just, you know, unforced.
Conversation.
It's not some... Fucking then talk about this, tell me your views on... clear off, that's boring, everyone else doing that.
And here's the thing, right, Brexit, right, has killed phone-in radio, because... If you're not doing
LBC,
a show about... LBC, but this station as well. If you're not doing a phone-in about Brexit, right, I could get so many more listeners if I talked about Brexit all the time, right? I mention it maybe once every 6 months. Everyone else is doing Brexit, and that seems to be what the majority of people want.
It's just the obvious thing. Tommy Budd used to say, there's too much anaesthetic floating around.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, everything's too soft and predictable, and that's why you need somebody on the radio who's just going to do something a bit, you know, different and unpredictable. Anyway, it made me think I'd love to see a modern-day equivalent of that documentary going behind the scenes of some of your frequent callers. I'd love to see that bloke in Wales that always rings up as an argument and doesn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't mean Chris, do you?
Yeah. I find that fascinating. Rainbow.
Hang on a minute, Clive. Chris, do you want to say something?
Really? Is he having a go at me? Just because I live down in Wales. Tiki get. I thought I was being sensible on the radio. You have that Rainbow George and what's the other lad who keeps on wanting to sing all the time?
You're my favourite caller.
Pardon?
Your favourite caller.
I'm disappointed now. So you think I'm... You put me in those categories to Rainbow George and the singer... So
what's wrong with her? Well, you're a regular caller. What's wrong with
that? No, I'm not. I only rung a couple of times.
Oh, come off it, mate. I've rung more than 5 times and you've rung 10 times, though.
You brought me.
No, I'm from the Black Country, mate.
Well,
take it back.
Same sort of thing.
Take it back. That's the most offensive thing you could say to someone from the area.
Well, you could say that. Diolch yn fawr. Shall I come right?
You are.
I'm really disappointed now. You put me in the same category as...
All right, what category would you like to be in? And I don't mean like category A, B or C prisoners.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in the same category as that lunatic.
All right, think of a category. Think of a category you'd be proud to be in, and I'll attribute it to you.
Well, no, I think I've got the... I like to listen to this radio station each evening. I listen to Ian and Catherine. And
can you answer my question? You'd be happy to be, you know.
You're an individual.
You're an individual. You're not to be categorised, and you deserve respect.
No, you categorise me to Rainbow George, and that lunatic who keeps on singing stupid songs on the radio.
Okay. Just because of you.
I'm offended.
That's all. Okay, well, you know. That's okay. You'll get over it. Anyway, Mr. Lee, I wanted to say I'd love to see a modern-day version of Nightcaller, but with your frequent callers on it. I think it'd be fascinating. And the other thing I wanted to suggest was do one about CB in a black country because it's very weird. Get up Clint on a Friday night and have a listen to Channel 19 and it's like listening in behind the Iron Curtain. What threads happened? Honestly. It's like for the people that phone into this show, to be honest, but weirder. You're still offended?
So, so what do you do up in the black country then?
Was that supposed to mean? You know, I don't live there anymore. I've emigrated, but you know, live there. What do you do in Wales? Apart from the obvious.
What do you mean, apart from the obvious?
Oh, you know, what's supposed to mean what you do in the black country? You know, we humans, we live.
You said, what do I do in Wales, apart from the obvious? What do you think I do then?
Phone in radio shows and getting confused, I don't know, what else?
Stereotypical now.
Do you want to stereotype people in the black country? Well, how can you say that? No, we'll do the same.
It was a question I asked you, and you just said to me, what do you do down in Wales? Yeah. Well then, tell me what you think.
Same question back at you. Don't ask a question that you can't answer.
Pardon?
Don't ask a question you can't answer yourself.
No, you just said to me, what do we do down in Wales? What do you think we do?
I don't know. That's a question you asked me and I'll throw it back at you.
No, you asked me. Go on, tell me.
You said, what do you people do in the country? And I said, what do you people do in Wales?
Well, no, I imagine they're nice. You know, you live north of Birmingham.
Incorrect. To the side.
Okay, I do apologise, sorry. Right. So what do you think we do down in South Wales? Come on. You started it. Go on, finish it. You've gone silent. Silence is golden. See, don't judge anybody who lives in Wales.
Well, I ain't, mate. The thing is, you asked me that question and I threw it back at you and now you're getting all defensive, so don't ask me, you ain't happy to be asked yourself.
I love people all around the country, wherever they're from. That's what makes the UK, you know, when you've got different accents and you've got different... You don't have to judge people. Just
so what's your point?
Well, no, you asked me. We always
do. I didn't. You asked me, and I asked you the same question, and then you started moaning. Don't swear, there's children.
I'm not moaning. No. Oi, yet. It's all you Brummies up there.
I'm not a Brummie. Not a Brummie.
I think I've got a nice accent, actually. But I want to ask you, when you ask me, what do we all do down in South Wales? And you haven't asked my question. What do we do down in South Wales, then? What do you think we do? Come on. You can be as much stereotypical or racist as you want to.
Grab pussy!
It's no need of that.
Grab pussy!
It's no need of that.
What are you beefing on about? Just shut it, pal.
Grab pussy.
We have...
Rap pussy!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We can speak other languages down here. We can speak French, Italian, Spanish, and what do you speak up in the Black Country? Hello. Hello?
Hello, Alistair speaking. Have I just joined this conversation?
Hello, boy.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Did you have any problems at the shop over the road today? Because I know that you've... The people there give you a hard time sometimes, don't they?
What do you mean?
Well, you said that they're trying to sell you Durexes, don't they, or something?
Oh, I know. Bloody hell.
Honestly, what they're like, eh?
It's terrible.
Oh. Anyway, is the other chap on from... The Black Country.
I think I upset him, I think, because...
Well, you know, don't worry about it.
Well, he
don't worry about it.
Because I'm down in South Wales, he's had a go.
Yeah, I know.
There's no need of it. I don't care
where
your accent comes from. You know...
Yeah. I know.
Like,
I know.
Ian Lee... He's got a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a insignificant... put my teeth in, Chris. He's got...
Insignificant.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Accent. So...
Yeah.
It's nice to have an accent. My accent...
Well, I think so. Do you know where I'm from, Chris? I'm from Yorkshire.
I would never have guessed.
Really? Anyway, I've had a good day. Have you had a good day, Chris?
Yes.
Excellent.
I've been lost a couple of days. I always get lost when I go out. I think. Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that. Did someone look after you and help you find your way back?
I'm like a moth boy.
All right.
I bought one of those bloody what are they called? Amazon Echo things.
Ah, yeah. I've got one, but I don't use it because it annoys me. But yeah, so does it help you then?
I bought one of those lights. So as long as I got the porch light on, and I turn it on, and as long as all my neighbours haven't got the same bleeding lights on, because otherwise I end up trying to
put the key in my next door neighbour's. Oh, I do apologise. Oh, I'm sorry. I know. That's the trouble when you go blind, boy.
Yeah.
It's quite awkward.
Yeah. How long have you been blind, Chris? If you don't mind me asking.
No, I'm not blind. I can still...
All right.
So, as long as I've got the porch light on, and turn it on, and as long as all my neighbours haven't got...
Oh, he's winding me up now, seeing bleeding lights on.
Because I end up trying to put the key in my next door neighbours. Oh, I do apologize.
You get...
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. That's the trouble when you go blind, boy.
Yeah.
It's quite awkward.
Yeah. How long have you been blind, Chris? If you don't mind me asking.
No, I'm not blind. Are you finished?
No.
Turn it on.
I'm still here, but
as long as
I'm hearing
my neighbours haven't got...
Oh,
he's winding me up now, seeing bleeding lights on.
Pick off, Ian.
I end up trying to put the key in my next door neighbour's. Oh, I do apologise.
Oh, it's spammers and the like.
I know. That's the trouble when you go blind, boy.
Yeah.
It's quite awkward.
Yeah. How long have you been blind, Chris? If you don't mind me asking.
No, I'm not blind.
Anyway, did you hear that story about a chap who had an Amazon Alexa, okay? And he cancelled the subscription.
I end up trying to put the key in my next door neighbour's. Oh, I do apologize.
Oh, it's spammers and Alexa.
I know. That's the trouble when you go blind, boy.
Yeah.
It's quite awkward.
Yeah. How long have you been blind, Chris? If you don't mind me asking.
You swine. I'm not going to let you wind me up. No, I'm not blind.
Anyway, I'm going to say farewell for now, Chris. Nice talking to you, mate. Hope I get a chance to talk to you again.
All the best.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bloody hell.
How long have you been blind, Chris? If you don't mind me asking.
You swine. I'm not going to let you wind me up. No, I'm not blind.
Anyway, I'm going to say farewell for now, Chris. Nice talking to you, mate. Hope I get a chance to talk to you again.
All the best.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bloody hell.
How long have you been blind, Chris? If you don't mind me asking.
You swine. I'm not going to let you wind me up. No, I'm not blind.
Anyway, I'm going to say farewell for now, Chris. Nice talking to you, mate. Hope I get a chance to talk to you again.
All the best.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bloody hell.
Hello?
How long have you been blind, Chris? If you don't mind me asking.
You swine. I'm not going to let you wind me up. No, I'm not blind.
Anyway, I'm going to say farewell for now, Chris. Nice talking to you, mate. Hope I get a chance to talk to you again.
All the best.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bloody hell.
Hello?
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
G'day, Corbis. Can I crash on your floor? The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.